following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's the Herd. We're all so busy. Lot to do. Many places we need to be. Business travel, appointments, family commitments. Trying to find time to get caught up at the office can be impossible. That's why you should use GoToMyPC by Citrix. You can securely access your entire office computer from wherever you are. All you have to do is use your smartphone, Mac, PC, or tablet. With GoToMyPC, you can use any program, edit any file, send any file, just like you're at your desk. But you could do it from a coffee shop, the airport. By the way, I get a lot of work done at airports. Hotel, restaurant, even from home. GoToMyPC, easy to use, easier to set up. Try GoToMyPC free today with a special 45-day free trial just for my listeners. GoToMyPC.com, go there, click the Try It Free button, and in the promo code Colin. Then you just download the free app to your mobile device. GoToMyPC.com, try it free, the promo.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald, Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star, from ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com,
as well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who'll be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. I don't know the words. I'm just saying on Harvard as we are here at Cunningham's Journal for day number two of the NCAA basketball tournament. Doug Duda, Jim Langan, Randy Bushcutter, we're all here. We had a great time yesterday. We've had a great time all week here at Cunningham's, but it's even better when the basketball is on early. Really just a couple of early games going today, and Duke and Albany is the first one up. You don't expect a whole lot out of that one. And then the second matchup, a little more interesting, I believe, as Wisconsin will have their first round matchup as they take on Ole Miss in a 12-5 matchup. And day one gives us a little bit of everything you want, some exciting games, some blowouts, and, of course, always a couple of upsets. Coming up later on the show, Dan Hartlib, head baseball coach at Illinois, as they open up the Big Ten season with Nebraska in Champaign this afternoon at 4:05, and you can hear Husker baseball on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. The women's tournament gets underway tomorrow. We'll take a look at our poll question and what's going on with Husker football as well. But we invite you to come down and join us at Cunningham's, where they've got happy hour all day, $11 buckets, extended happy hour specials. And, of course, you can always enjoy a beer and burger for $6.49. And if you're worried that it's Lent, don't worry. They've got the shrimp skewers. I always get there's a shrimp basket. There's multiple choices. Let's just leave it at that. You pick what you want. And, folks, there's always good food here at Cunningham's as we watch day two of the NCAA basketball tournament. You know, Jimmy, the poll question today is, and we discussed this, producer Jeff back at the station, he came up with one poll question. I said, maybe we shouldn't do that. We should come up with a different one. He wanted to go, when will Doug Duda ever be wrong again? And I said, no. Instead, how many NCAA tournament brackets did you fill out? 0, 1, 2 to 5, 6 to 9, or more than 10? I guess I'll have to fess up and say I think I'm in that 6 to 9 range is how many brackets I filled out. How many did you fill out?
Well, if I really would have been in a contest, I had it down. I thought I could get this thing down. If I had 4 teams in one, the East, 4 in the West, 6 in one, and 4 in the other. So if you do the math on that, that'd be 4 times 4, which is 16, times 4, which is 64, times 6. This comes up to about 364. So I think I could have got a pretty good bracket out of my 364, you know. But I actually filled out two.
You'll have to hire a staff.
Yeah, there you go.
And Randy, how many did you end up filling?
I filled out one here at Cunningham's. I filled out one here and two online, including ours, where I went 13-3, by the way. Yesterday in our ESPN one, I went 13-3 yesterday, which is pretty good.
Yeah,
unless
you're
leading. One of those three is your national champion, and then it's not very good at all.
Yeah, I've been there, and my the sooner Louisville goes out, the better my bracket is going to be, and that's kind of what my 2013 bracket is hinging on. But I started Monday, and I kept bringing it up every day. I didn't see this whole Mountain West thing going on. I didn't see excitement out of New Mexico. I mean, if New Mexico's a 3 seed and Oregon's a 12 seed, you tell me yesterday who's the better basketball team. Who's the better basketball team?
Well, the way they played yesterday, I mean, clearly the team that won.
I still think all season.
And you know what? Harvard outplayed New Mexico in the last 3 minutes. I thought that New Mexico was going to make some noise, obviously, pick them to win the whole deal. But they didn't step up. They didn't go through there. I was thinking exactly this is like UCLA a few years ago. Remember with Coach Herrick? They had to survive a last-second shot. They scored a last-second shot to beat Missouri in the first round of the NCAA tournament and then ran the table.
Undefeated. Tyus Edney going coast to coast.
Yeah, Tyus Edney play. And I go, all right, they're going to have that. No, last 2 minutes they got outplayed by Harvard. Otherwise, I think they would have got a shot in the arm, and I still would have liked my bracket. I would have been pretty happy.
We had two 12s come through yesterday, and really – the least surprising 12, Oregon came through, did what they were supposed to do. And also Cal UNLV was kind of that second pick of 12-5. And, Jimmy, we should have had another 14 yesterday. Davidson outplayed Marquette and lost the basketball game.
Definitely. No doubt about it. You know what's kind of amazing to me is this is really amazing to me how people think sometimes. And it is absolutely – I'm watching a game between Southern and Gonzaga. And a guy's upset because Gonzaga is getting beat. And I go, you got to be kidding me. You're watching this game, and now you're a Gonzaga fan? I mean, how much money do you got on him? Well, I don't have any money on him. I just picked him in my bracket. You know, I mean, I tell you, I got news for you guys. I had New Mexico going away, and I had a few bucks on New Mexico. And I was a Harvard fan. They outplayed him. I wanted them to win the game. I changed my mind during the game. Harvard deserved to win. They wanted to win, and it was good for college basketball. And if people can't understand that, we've got a huge problem. Screw your bracket. I mean, it doesn't matter. I'm glad for you. I mean, I have New Mexico going away too, but you know, if you think that, you know, Davidson, I have Marquette going away, but Davidson deserved to win. You know, I want some of those teams that are like the 12 seed or the 13 seed or the 14 seed that everybody said you should even be in the tournament. What do you think the Pac-12's doing right now? I think they're saying, hey, look at you people. Hey, you made Oregon a 12 seed. You know, you've got they got all kinds of teams. Arizona played well yesterday, I thought. Didn't you?
They commented this morning. The Pac-12, not only did they not get seeded probably properly, and the Cal UNLV thing, people are mad about that because they played in the regular season and they don't want that in the first round. Belmont was a sexy upset pick over Arizona. The three Pac-12 teams that played yesterday didn't get any. Oregon got a lot of love. The other two didn't get any love. And the reason Oregon got a lot of love, if they would have been an 8 or a 9 seed, maybe people wouldn't have been picking them to win. But because they were a 12, they were outraged. And so the Pac-12 shows up well. The Mountain West doesn't show up well. The Atlantic 10 does well. Big Ten will get to make their name today because 5 of their 7 schools played today.
I like the way Wichita State played, and I hope that's a good sign for Creighton. You know, I you don't know, but I mean, the stock went up a little bit, I think, just because Wichita State played so well. And, you know, Colorado State has some Nebraska ties. That was a nice, you know, that's 2 times in a row Missouri's lost in the first round, you know, back-to-back years. So, you know, I'm just glad to see Colorado State win. That was kind of a fun game. I'm going to be following them a little bit. And I think they play Louisville, which would be interesting. And if I'm sitting by somebody and Colorado State's got a 2-point lead late and they start cheering for Louisville, and I'm going to, what are you doing? Well, I got them in my bracket. I got no money on it, but I got them in my bracket.
Well, I agree with you because I sat there and, again, I had a lot on stake for New Mexico because I knew, first of all, I got 3 texts from a certain sports director at our radio station, just simply said Harvard about 3 times during the course of the game. So I knew what I was going to be up against. That's the main reason I wanted New Mexico to win. But you're absolutely right. It's great for the game. It's great for the tournament. It's great for the sport that a team like Harvard beats New Mexico. The thought that went through my head just as soon as it was over, doggone it, too bad. But that was a great basketball game. That was fun. When Harvard beat New Mexico, you're absolutely right. That's what makes this tournament so special. It's because you can have that.
Randy, you're right. The only thing that was going to be bad was Doug was going to make fun of you for about 10 minutes, and it's going to continue. He will get you during baseball this summer. He'll keep bringing it up. Yeah, but other than that, you know, it was a heck of a game.
Yeah, he's not real adept at letting things go. He's not real good at letting things go.
But remember, guys, it's just like when something happens in the news or something happens in the sports world that you're just damn tired of hearing about. Well, you wanted something to trump the Super Bowl prediction, and now you have it. Harvard over New Mexico.
Great. I got that to look forward to for about 365 days. But you know, tell you what, those 12 seats that were undervalued by the Pac-10, now that they won that first round game, they were helped immensely by the selection committee, because now they got a great second round matchup instead of having the top seat, instead of having a real tough matchup. If you're an 8 or 9, you got more love from the committee. But now in that second round, you got one of the top seeds. So now you're in pretty good shape. And, you know, after you beat the 5 seed, are you really scared of the 4 seed?
Yeah, I get you. You know, what do you think Colorado, after you see, we're talking about the Pac-12, what do you, Colorado, I mean, they're playing Illinois today. And I would think Colorado's got to come in there with a lot of confidence too. UCLA, you know, there's some people now that, you know, they're looking at that, those games as being even. I wonder if that line changes a little bit, you know what I mean, with Colorado.
Well, and here's, and I wanted to bring this up earlier in the week and just never got on topic, kind of forgot to bring it up. When I was filling out my bracket this year, and the one thing that I thought was different than any other time I filled out the bracket is I saw at least 3, maybe 4 teams. It's, and you brought up the bowl, college football bowl reference earlier in the week, that want to be there, that are relishing being there, not happy to be in the tournament. They're ready. Iowa State is one of those basketball teams that wants to be in this tournament.
Exactly.
And they don't care if they're a 15 seed. They expect to win. I think Colorado is another one of those teams that wants to be in this tournament. I think Creighton is one of those teams. But I know Iowa State and Colorado were two that stuck out to me. And I took Iowa State in more brackets than I normally would have because of that factor. And I actually took Colorado probably in more brackets because of that factor.
You know, I think you're right. And I think Minnesota and Illinois are another two teams in the Big Ten. You know, Minnesota and Illinois, you know, they knew Michigan State. You know, Michigan State, they always get ready for the tournament. Syracuse always gets ready for the tournament. But it'll be interesting to see. You know, Illinois does play Colorado, you know, and Minnesota plays UCLA. Very intriguing games, you know, that we have. And, of course, Creighton, we're all going to be looking at that thing. That's going to be a very exciting game. And I just hope people play well, you know, that Creighton plays well.
Yeah. I had kind of heard that Creighton had some chemistry issues during the course of the season. Well, now you're heading into battle. The ultimate battle, those chemistry issues, I would certainly think are put aside. You're in the big dance. You're an underdog. You've kind of seen, because of Wichita State, that it can be done for your conference. You know, I would think those chemistry issues, which I think were real from what I had been told, and it made sense to me, those are gone. That's a race. And you kind of mentioned the fact that Michigan State and Syracuse plays well every year in the tournament. What do they have in common? Pretty good coaches.
Let's go to the Dead Popper inbox. Folks, you can always contact the show. We have a variety of ways. Facebook us, tweet us, email us, call us. And, of course, if you're tweeting us, it's at ESPN 1460 1550. If you're Facebooking us, it is ESPN Superstation. If you are calling us, the Dent Popper, the Bruce Furniture fan line is 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Love to hear your thoughts on the first day of the tournament. Dustin has emailed us here to the Dent Popper inbox, douganddaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, douganddaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Dustin goes, I felt really good about my one bracket that I filled out and used it in multiple pools. After day one in your show's pool, I am tied for 276th with one of my final four already out. Meanwhile, my 9-year-old is tied for 21st. That sums up my college basketball aptitude right there. Thanks, Dustin.
Good point.
I feel pretty good. I think you're tied for 21st, right, with 13? I think 13,
I
right? We have five.
I'm not going to stay there when you lose your national champion in the first round.
We have 5 people in the Doug and Daddy bracket that went 15-1. Yesterday, and I believe that one, if I've scoured this right, was all New Mexico. They had Cal, they had Oregon, they had any of the other. I mean, they had the other 15 right, obviously, but all those that went 15-1 all missed on New Mexico, and then you got quite a few that are setting about 15 of them are setting 14-2, and then you got about 60 of them that went 13-3, and I believe I went 12-4 yesterday in my official bracket. I had Missouri, so I missed that one. I had Pittsburgh, so I missed that one. I had New Mexico just because, but I do have them going out in the next round. I have Arizona making a Sweet 16, so that's good. Again, the thing is here, you can pick that upset. I got Louisville going out. I don't care who beats them. I picked Missouri. But if Larry Eustace, the wily veteran who probably has some knowledge of old Patino and some days that they have crossed paths there, maybe that's actually going to be, from a coaching standpoint, a better chance. I think Missouri, from a physical standpoint, was going to be better than Colorado State, but maybe that's wrong. Colorado State rebounded the ball very well. And so I just want Louisville to get out of the bracket as soon as possible. Yeah, that's going to pick up points for me. It doesn't matter who's beating them.
Oh, you're right. I mean, Kentucky last year, I think 67% of the people picked Kentucky in one of the contests I was at to win the national championship. So as soon as Kentucky loses, I'm in a good mood. Unfortunately, they never did lose. But, you know, but it's kind of amazing what you're saying there is a lot of people just like to take the best team, whether or not they're just a point better than somebody. I mean, if they're 30 points better, that's one thing. But a point better, you know, eventually they're probably not going to win this tournament. I hope Louisville wins. It'd be nice for me.
I've never had a bracket influence me to say I didn't want to root for the underdog.
Yeah,
I mean
either.
That's what makes this tournament special is the fact you get to root for the underdog and get rewarded from time
to
time.
Well, I agree with you. And usually when you get to the Final Four or the national championship, there's not a true underdog left. But if I can win the pool, yeah, that's where my heart is.
I've never been in that situation.
Hey, Doug, you know, when you're talking about the Colorado State, Eustace, when he was at Iowa State, he was the number two seed one year and got beat by a 15. Do you remember that?
Hampton
beat him, yeah, a 15 seed. So, you know, even though, you know, the history of Eustace and things he's been through, you know, this was a big win for him.
Oh,
a huge win for Colorado State, a huge win for him personally.
They need it. I'm glad. I was rooting, whatever. I wanted Missouri, and I have no problem with, like you guys were saying, I had no problem with Colorado State winning. So 16 games are in the book, and we'll talk more about that here in just a little bit. We've got 16 more to go today. And, guys, let's take a look at those 16 more that are go today. We were talking about teams that want to be in there. If LaSalle hadn't shot so unbelievably good against Boise State, I kind of think Kansas State is one of those teams that is on upset alert today. What's a game? We'll start with you, Jimmy. What's a game that you are very interested in watching today, or do you got an upset special out there for today?
You know, the only thing that I'm looking at is I'm kind of looking at this the Pac-12. I'm seeing how they're going to come through and play with that. So, you know, I talked earlier about Colorado and just to see how far Colorado actually might go in this tournament. So Colorado's the team that I'm kind of looking at. And I'm not looking at them so much just today as much as I'm going to go through the whole week with them. So I've kind of changed my mind a little bit, and that's probably the thing that I'm looking at with Colorado.
Randy?
I'm looking at Wisconsin. A couple of things out in the West, because my team that I thought was going to be a pretty strong contender is out. The top seed, Gonzaga, didn't look that good. Opens the door for some Big Ten teams, especially Wisconsin. But I think Wisconsin has a tough first-round matchup as a five seed against the SEC champion and a hot-shooting Ole Miss team. I mean, they're looking pretty good right now. So I think that's going to be an intriguing game. And I'm going to set the line right now at 6. When the Georgetown game goes on against Florida Gulf Coast, the line is 6. How many times there's a cutaway of the Florida Gulf Coast – the head coach's wife.
She's hot.
The line is 6.
She's hot, huh?
And I'm going over.
Brent Musburger's not doing that game, is he?
No. And by the way, he refuses to apologize for saying what he did about Miss Alabama.
Exactly.
And she's got his back on that, by the way.
Two more other things I'll just kind of throw out there is off-the-wall predictions. Everybody's looking at North Carolina, Kansas. I want to see if Villanova, who's very well coached, can – I thought Pittsburgh could do it yesterday. I thought Villanova, that nobody's talking about, could be a team that upsets the apple cart. And I will also throw out that I think the Pacific, if I was going to take one of those long shots today, Pacific covers against Miami, because Miami might have Gonzaga disease, only worse is that they're getting all kinds of love.
Yeah, you know, and that's that bracket we're talking about down there with you know, because Miami is probably going to play the Illinois-Colorado winner.
Yeah.
And because Marquette struggled so much, and I thought, you know, Butler is in that bracket. That's a team where, you know, Colorado actually could come out of that thing, you know, all the way through. Now, again, they could get beat today. You know that as well as I do. And Illinois might be the team that comes out of that. So I kind of, with your same thinking there with Miami of Florida, that they might be the team that does not go very far in this thing.
I think they're good enough to win it all, but you got to get out of the gate. We'll see how it all plays out. Doug and Daddy Show here from Cunningham. Stop by and join us for lunch today. Great lunch specials every day. You can get the Beer and Burger for $6.49. There's live entertainment Saturday night. The Judd Hughes Band, one of the local favorites, will be here. But basketball is on nonstop. We have tipped it off between Duke and Albany. We're in the first 90 seconds of that. Hoops all day long, headlined by Creighton in Cincinnati at 1:45 this afternoon. If you've got the day off, this is the place, even just an extended lunch hour, this is the place to watch the NCAA tournament and even the Miami Heat going for another win tonight here at Cunningham's. Could politics have influenced the president's basketball bracket? We'll talk about it when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
If you like saving money and basketball, get to Kearney Power Sports now through the end of the month. Save over $2,000 on select new 2012 model cruisers or get a free tire and wheel coverage with the purchase of a very important customer plan. If you already have a bike, come by and shoot baskets for huge savings on cool parts, apparel, and accessories. Save big bucks and shoot to save at Kearney Power Sports, where we take pride in what you ride.
We take pride in what you ride! Kearney Power Sports!
You guys need anything else right now?
I don't know. NCAA March Madness at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, and every game imaginable. I mean, what else could we want? Except...
Way to stay longer.
Yeah, right?
Oh, have you seen our remote? I can put the tournament in slow motion mode for you guys.
How's your wings?
Even better in slow motion.
Head to the official hangout of March Madness. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
How do you deliver high-quality printing for your company at greater speed and lower cost? Let's ask basketball legend Charles Barkley.
Speed is the key. Making the transition from defense to offense is what separates winners from losers.
So what you're saying is we should call CDW and have them hook us up with the new HP OfficeJet Pro X printers, the world's fastest desktop inkjet printer.
I like the way I said it better.
CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/Barkley.
With over 130 employees in the Tri-City region, you'd think it'd be hard to notice all of the great things they do. But we notice. We notice them helping others. We notice their pride in their community and the hard work they do to make it better. We also notice a region full of people just like our employees, who are passionate about keeping this home of ours great. This is Nebraska, and we're proud to have been born and raised here. Platte Valley State Bank and Trust, your financial center, member FDIC.
Spring is around the corner, and now is the time to join Team Traeger. There's smoking hot deals this month on the Junior, Little Tex, Elite, and Texas models with up to $90 in mail-in rebates. Traeger is the original wood pellet grill. With a Traeger grill, you'll have no more mess, no more flare-ups, and no more babysitting. Builders, your local authorized Traeger dealer has the details. Stop grilling, start Traegering, and take advantage of the mail-in rebates available through March 31st.
Builders, the best.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where Easter, yes, just one thing after another. State tournament, state tournament, state tournament, state tournament, NCAA tournament, St. Patrick's Day. Now Easter, right around the corner, and Troutman's Quality Meats in Kearney is a grill's best friend and your place to ease your Easter worries. It's coming up a week from Sunday, and Troutman's has your hams and prime ribs ready to go. Big ham, half a ham, they'll chop it up, they'll custom make it. That's why they are your local, they're your local meat handler. Is that the way I want to say that? No, that's not the way I want to say that, but they will get you your ham.
I'm glad you said it that way, though. I'm really glad it was you.
They will get your prime rib. and maybe you just want something for the NCAA tournament. Smoked brats, state fair brats, summer sausage, snack sticks, jalapeno cheddar sausage, andouille sausage. Oh, do it up real Cajun style. It's all there for you at Troutman's. The Lenten season, of course, they've got fresh seafood, fresh frozen seafood for you, from scallops to everything else that you would want at Troutman's Quality Meats at Grill's Best Friend, Highway 30 here in Kearney. They're open 6 days a week. Kerry and the gang, nobody does it better than Troutman's Quality Meats, a Grill's Best Friend. Yes,
they're your meat guy. There's your meat guy. Yes. It's better than what you had. Your meat guy.
You can beat their prices, but you can't beat their.
Oh no no.
Yeah.
No,
so yeah, there you go. President Barack Obama fills out brackets, and for some reason, some people think that he shouldn't, and I would go on a different rant with you on that. But his women's bracket was released today, with the tournament starting tomorrow. And it's usually all chalk, a mini upset here and there. The biggest upset, I believe, that we saw on the president's bracket, he has Nebraska winning 3 games in the women's tournament today. Randy Bushcutter, with a little bit of a political experience. Is that because Chuck Hagel's his Secretary of Defense?
No, no, no. He's not running for anything. Barack Obama's run his last political race. He's not trying to pick up any electoral votes with his picks.
But hey, he wants these 5 in Nebraska real bad. That always makes a big difference, doesn't it?
He's going to get one with that split electoral vote, and that's the best he could ever hope for.
He's got Nebraska farther than I do. I mean, I thought he's got them beating Duke. He's got them beating Texas A&M on their home court. I hope so. That would be awesome. It's what's next due for the program. I don't care whose program it is. Nebraska is due to take that next step. They have been good long enough. Maybe not great, but they've been good long enough that 1 year that they get to play in that second weekend, which they did when they were the number one seed. They made the Sweet 16 and got dumped by Kentucky down in Kansas City. But if they could get to the Elite Eight, then that takes the program to the next level as they go into Pinnacle Bank next season. So let's see what happens.
Everybody talks about how it's going to help the men's program going to Pinnacle Bank and the new training facilities and everything. Same thing's true of the women. And so if they could make it into the Elite Eight with that, that would be a tremendous amount of momentum for them.
Jim Lang and Randy Bushcutter and me, Doug Duda, with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jimmy, let me ask you this. This is starting to make the rounds this morning as well. With Colorado State's win, that pumps up some Nebraska fans because that was Tim Miles' team, and now he's Nebraska's coach. Does that make one iota of difference, or does it pump up your enthusiasm for Nebraska basketball because Colorado State is doing good?
Well, one thing about it, as a coach, when you leave your program, you've got two feelings. If you were fired, you really don't want them to do that well. I'm going to be honest about that. You know, if you get fired from your job, it's like, hey, you know, I worked my tail off. I don't know if I want this new guy to come in and do this. But if you leave and move up the ladder and everything you left on good terms and you're in love with your players and, you know, that type of stuff, you want them to have success. Does that make sense to you, Doug, a little bit? Or did I answer your question correctly? Or?
I think you always want the kids to have success.
Yeah.
You may not want some of the other people around.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, you recruited those players. You want those. But, yeah, the new coach comes in and goes, hey, I wanted that program. And I think it's just human nature to go, hey, maybe it's nice for them to win a game or two. I don't know if you want to win the whole national championship. You know, so, yeah, that's a good point.
Who was the Michigan coach that they sent packing out the door, and then they went and won the national championship?
Then he went to Arizona.
Yeah.
I can picture
it. Was it Frieder?
Yeah, Bill Frieder. He's at San Diego State. But, yeah, and what happened
Frieder
was
– won it.
Frieder was the coach.
They kicked out the coach from Arizona that just left a couple of years ago.
Yeah, and I'll probably pop up my name about 12:01 today. But there's just one of those things I saw bouncing around some of the social media this morning. Thought I'd run it by you. It's just come down from the university that Nebraska baseball will still open the Big Ten season at Illinois today at 4:05. But because there is weather coming into Champaign, they think overnight Saturday, they're going to play a doubleheader Saturday and scratch Sunday's game. So 4:05 today, doubleheader starting at noon tomorrow, Nebraska at Illinois, and Illinois coach Dan Hartlip's going to be joining us here in just a couple of minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. They have wiped out the concert scene from last night at the Viero Events Center, and the ice is ready to go for 2 nights of Tri-City Storm hockey. Tonight they will host Des Moines at 7:30. Tomorrow, Western leading Sioux Falls at 7:05. And you can hear the action on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And Jimmy Langan will be on the field tonight as the Nebraska Danger take on the Wyoming Cavalry. It's worth the price of admission. Kickoff, 7 o'clock at the Heartland Events Center. And man, just about every game over there is a sellout. And you've got a chance to officiate a couple games. You're going to be there again tonight. You're learning some things, too.
Yeah, I definitely am learning things. I've got an evaluator from the NFL that evaluates us on every play. And I thought I was a pretty good official until I get my evaluation and realize that I'm doing a lot of things incorrectly.
So you haven't been listening to the coaches.
Yeah, exactly. But it's a lot of fun, and there's some really good players. You know, at the end of the game the other day, I have two wideouts that I have to watch on my sideline, as well as a few other things that I was supposed to be watching, evidently that I wasn't. But anyway, these two wideouts at the end of the game, you know, they're taking a knee, game was over. And I just went up to him and said, hey, I enjoyed reffing you guys. He said, where are you from? And the guy goes, I'm from Miami, Florida. I said, how about you? He goes, South Carolina. So, you know, there's some pretty good product there when those guys are from there playing, you know, at that level. And, yeah, I'll tell you what, the wall, if you're officiating ever, and there's that wall and you got a player between you and the wall, if you can get out of the way, get out of the way.
That's just a bit of advice from official extraordinaire Jim Langan. Also, a couple other things with the weather today. Kearney Catholic Star Relays canceled. Tomorrow's Wilcox Hildreth Track canceled. UNK softball has been moved to Hayes, Kansas because of the field conditions here. They are going to try and get a doubleheader in against 16th-ranked Central Oklahoma. They're supposed to play Northeastern State somewhere tomorrow, and that'll all depend on the weather as well. Hastings baseball this weekend at home has also been canceled. So the weather, it's not horrible, but we were able to take advantage of so much last year with nice weather that it is catching up a little bit here in the month of March, as it should. And also the Kearney Little League skills assessment on Saturday will go on, but it has been moved to Cushing Coliseum, UNK campus, right there next to the Health and Sports Center. All the times remain the same. 8-year-olds get going at 9:30 and so on and so forth. You can go to Kearney Little League, their website, for more information if you need to. And again, that is going to be moved Saturday into Cushing Coliseum. Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, Jim Langan with you here at Cunningham's. We invite you to come on down, watch some basketball with us. Tiger making a little bit of a charge at the Arnold Palmer invite. Justin Rose, his playing partner, they'll be on this afternoon. They went early yesterday, so golf, basketball, hockey. Let's not forget the NCAA wrestling championships. Those are also on right here today at Cunningham's. If you like wrestling and basketball, that is on as well. Nebraska had two young men make it into the quarterfinal round, and I guess that's not I guess that's what they probably figured. Jake Suflon, Robert Kokish, both going on to the quarterfinals. They had three win their first match, two win their second match. Austin Wilson from Hastings, after being bounced in his first match yesterday, did win two in the consolations last night, so he's still alive coming into the action today. So great for Austin Wilson. Anytime you can win on the national stage, especially as a youngster, is going to give you some confidence in the future. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, but before we do, one more mention, because we're going to talk baseball with Dan Hartlib from Illinois here in just a moment. We've kind of went over the basketball. I want to make sure I didn't miss anything. Jimmy, anything that you wanted to bring up?
Well, the only thing I was going to ask you, you know, you asked Randy and I a little bit about if we saw anything. You know, these in Kansas City, you know, Kansas is in one bracket. You know, and Kansas State's in the other bracket. They're all both playing in Kansas City. So would you like Kansas State maybe to come out of there? Is that right?
You know what? That one game today, Kansas State LaSalle, is going to decide a lot of my brackets, because I think Kansas State can beat Gonzaga. I'm not sure they get out of today. Kansas State's one of those teams that they're so up and down. Sure. And LaSalle is a team that wants to be there. They've got shooters. They're the type of team that can score with Kansas State. Again, in my humble non-expert opinion, just from what I've seen, read, and kind of tried to keep up to date on, we'll see what they do tonight. Kansas, I think they come out with a win against Western Kentucky, although I guess when we spoke earlier this week, Western Kentucky was the 116 seed I gave a little more credence in, because I didn't want to see Gonzaga trip up. So,
you know, it's been a tremendous advantage. These people that got 15-1 and picked that, I think they might have used this location factor a little bit to their advantage, because, you know, Kansas, you know, is playing in Kansas City and Kansas State, and, you know, California's playing in California, you know, so I think that location factor was big.
When will Nebraska get to play in Nebraska? Yes, they got to get in first. We'll take a break. Dan Hartlib, Illinois baseball coach. When we come back, Cunningham's Journal. Come down, watch the NCAA tournament with us.
Come on in.
Let the games begin.
NFL coaches call the plays right to the quarterback's helmet, just as a great sports bar like HK Sports Bar and Grill sends you the signals right to your smartphone when you text HKVIP to 90210. Hi, this is Jeremy, the new general manager at HK Sports Bar and Grill of Hastings. We're adding more feature items and bonus alerts every week, so text HKVIP to 90210. I guarantee you'll score a deal as an HKVIP. Text HKVIP to 90210 and let the games begin.
Greeny, I thought my wrestling days were over until I had to drag my extension ladder out of the garage. Man, what a beast!
Not me, Golic. I got that new Werner Compact Extension Ladder last year. It's shorter than a traditional ladder when closed, but the same height when extended, so it's easier to carry and store it. And Werner now makes an entire family of compacts that includes aluminum and fiberglass and more sizes. Golic, you should stop wrestling ladders and get a Werner Compact.
All right, I get it. My days of wrestling extension ladders are over. It's time for me to get a Werner Compact. So visit WernerLadder.com.
At Hanes, we know you hate annoying things. That's why we got rid of tags on all our T-shirts and underwear. Now we have some things in the sports world we'd like to get rid of. They include television timeouts in basketball, bad calls, all of them, when every basketball season ends. Did I mention bad calls? Being blocked on the Jumbotron by the person with big hair in front of you. Tags are annoying, so we got rid of them. And now we have our sights on annoying sports things, Hanes.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A winter storm watch goes in effect for our area on Saturday, continuing into Sunday. We're going to stay with more cloud cover and some flurries early on, followed by some breaks of sun later today with a high of 41. Tonight, we'll head back to a low of 26. Right now, it's 28.
Doug and Daddy Show live at Cunningham, starting to fill up for this Friday lunch. Grab me a menu there, would you, Randy? I want to take a look at what we're going to have for lunch here today at Cunningham's, because you can always have the beer and burger special, but every Friday the special is Journal Bites, which are so outstanding for an appetizer. Maybe if you just want a light lunch, $5.49 Journal Bites every Friday. Now we're talking maybe you want Lent. You've got fish and chips. You can get that as your Munchables. You can always get the skewers, which is great any time of the year. So many great specials here that you can get. Nachos, wings, pizzas, quesadillas, the fried shrimp basket. Oh, so, so good. It's all right here at Cunningham's. Come down and join us for lunch today. Not a whole lot going on. Every Friday we do try to give you a little Nebraska recruiting news, and we'll do that leading in to our interview with the Illinois head baseball coach here in just a second. We also want to remind you that on Monday's show, the Harlem Globetrotters are coming to town here in a couple of weeks, and we'll be joined by the Globetrotters on Monday. We'll also talk about Class Act up at Kearney High, recap the NCAA first weekend of the tournament, men and women, update the brackets, and a whole lot more. Right now, though, it's time for our TNL Husker recruiting update, brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems. TNL Center Pivot owners have come to expect quality and dependability with every TNL irrigation system to ensure many more years of reliable irrigation. Schedule your annual preventative maintenance program today. Performing basic maintenance in the off season will pay you back when the summer heat arrives. May not look like you need a pivot today, but get it ready when you do need it. Call your independent T&L dealer to thoroughly inspect your machine from the pivot point to the overhang. T&L Irrigation Systems, easier on you for a lifetime. And Jimmy, spring break comes to an end this weekend. The Huskers will be back on the practice field on Monday.
Yep, that'll be exciting, won't it?
Yeah, we're getting close to the spring game coming up on April the 6th. So
exactly. Hey,
Husker fans are going to go crazy again.
Last year, wasn't that the year where you had they canceled the game, and then you could use your ticket to get some concessions?
Yeah, you think anybody still has their ticket to take back this year?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's a couple that probably kept it.
Well, again, right now in recruiting news, just a lot of offers out there. Nobody has committed this week. It's pretty quiet because some of the coaches have taken the time for themselves, but a lot of the coaches are out there on the recruiting trail, or at least trying to make some contact. And with all the new rules out there now, they're just trying to get their ducks in a row to finish off a spring. So Brian Munson has talked with us numerous times here since National Letter of Intent signing day. He's been talking about how Amani Cross has looked since Amir Abdullah tweaked his knee a week ago. And just not a whole lot out there except what Nebraska is offering. And you offer 150, 200 kids out there and hope to get the best kids to sign. One other thing, Zach Bowman has re-signed with the Chicago Bears. Folks may not have seen that. But we'll have more when the T&L Husker recruiting update returns next Friday, brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology, easier on you for a lifetime. Here at Cunningham's on this Friday Doug and Daddy Show, Jimmy Langan and Randy Bushcutter with us here as we continue to fill up for lunch and NCAA basketball going on right now. Duke 22, Albany 12, 11 minutes to go in the first half, and Wisconsin and Mississippi have just tipped off. So that's what we've got going on. As we mentioned, the Nebraska baseball team is going to be taking on Illinois in a three-game set. We had a chance earlier to catch up with Dan Hartlib, the head coach at the University of Illinois. Nebraska baseball team opens up Big Ten play this weekend with Illinois, and we always love to talk a little baseball here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and so let's do it as we get ready for Big Ten baseball. Dan Hartlib, the head coach of the Fighting Illini, who is off to a very good start this season, joins us. And, Coach, welcome back to the program. We were joking off air. Kind of hard to believe it's that time already.
Well, it is amazing that we're back to the Big Ten season. As I said before we got on the air, it is not dictated by the weather because it's still, not very good baseball weather. But nonetheless, we'll be playing Big Ten baseball this weekend.
Does it look like we'll have any problems this weekend?
Well, it's going to be cold, and I need to talk to Darren at some point to kind of look at all 3 days and see what our best opportunities are to have the best playing conditions. But I think we'll be able to get all three games in.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the matchups here. You've got a lot of kids coming back, and I think that's probably one of the reasons you're off to a 13-4 start this season. Take me through your season to this point.
Well, we do have a lot of players back from last year. If you look at the history of our club over the last 3 years, we had a very good run and won the Big Ten in 2011. Last year, we basically had a whole new team on the field, and guys competed well, and we went through a growing process. And then you fast forward to this year, and our guys have done a good job. They've grown up a lot since last year, and we've been getting, good outings from our pitchers. Our bullpen's been strong. We've had very timely hitting. We've won a number of one-run games and some extra inning games, and our guys are playing with confidence. So it's good to see them go out and to this point have a good year.
And you were in the middle of it when we talked to you last year, because Nebraska and Illinois played early in the season last year as well. What was it like coming off that NCAA tournament berth and trying to recapture that with, as you said, a lot of new kids last year?
Well, it's always tough to know how certain players are going to react when they haven't had experiences yet. And, again, I thought we had some talented players on the field last year, but they didn't understand what it took to be successful over the long haul. And, there is a grind, a mental grind involved with the season, and you don't know how guys are going to handle that. But, I thought our guys grew throughout the year last year, and you know, we had a lot of valuable experiences, and again, that's paying off for us this year.
Just taking a look at the stats and preparing to look at Illinois and chat with you today, it looks like team pitching, especially from a couple of your starters here, and going into the bullpen with Tyler a little bit, you've got a good ERA, and the pitching has been pretty solid.
Well, this is the best pitching staff we've had in a number of years, and I feel good about not only our starters, but what we can do out of the bullpen. We've had some consistency. We have a number of guys compete. We have right-handed and left-handed pitchers that have been productive for us. And the ERA and the batting average against us is shown up in the stats in a positive manner. And again, in the past, we haven't had that luxury.
Talking with Dan Hartlib here, he is the head coach after being the pitching coach. So that's very near and dear to your heart, head coach at Illinois. What's the rotation going to look like this weekend?
It'll be probably Kevin Johnson, John Kravitz, and Kevin Duchesne on the mound for us. And again, we'll solidify the rotation as we have our coaches meeting and discuss a few different things. I feel good about, again, the guys that we put out on the mound. We've had a number of guys that have been successful for us this year, and we've shown some consistency. So, anytime you put a starter out on the mound, you just hope that they settle in, at least give you an opportunity to get into late innings in a tight game and the ability to win.
For the fans back here in Nebraska that'll be listening to the three-game series on our network this weekend, they're going to hear the name Parr quite a bit, especially at the dish.
Well, we do have two Parrs in the lineup. They're twins and very good players for us. You have Justin that's our center fielder and hits third, and you have Jordan that's our left fielder and hits fourth. And they've been very productive for us throughout their careers, and hitters that have some pop in their bat, and they've been good RBI producers for us. So an integral part of our program, and the thing that's so nice about those two is that they're really good kids, and they are leaders on the team, and just a pleasure to be around, and hopefully you are calling their name a lot this weekend.
Well, you take a look at this baseball team that you have, and we talked about so many of these kids coming back. You did have to make a decision over there at first base. Has that settled in for you at this point?
Well, it has. By moving Jordan off first base and into the outfield, it's done a couple of things. He runs very, very well, and putting him in the outfield helps showcase his talents a little bit. Makes us a very strong team in the outfield. And then at first base, David Carrion stepped in and done a very good job. He's hitting in the middle of our lineup as well. So it's allowed us to get another very good athlete on the field, and I feel good about what's happened in that situation.
Dan Hartlib, the Illinois head baseball coach, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Have you had a chance to do much scouting on Nebraska? What's the concerns with them?
I have great respect for Darren Erstad, and Nebraska has a great tradition from a baseball standpoint, and it will be a battle this weekend. So, again, I know it's going to be a solid club and a club that we're going to have to play well against to get any victories.
Dan, what do you think about where the Big Ten is entering conference play? Should most of the schools be happy with the non-conference run? I'm guessing you guys are, but as we begin this run into the Big Ten regular season, your thoughts on where the conference is?
Well, I think it's always a concern how well we play against outside competition. And, we've got a few teams that have done a very good job. We've had some teams that have been solid, and then we've had some teams that have struggled. It comes back to finding what your team is made of early in the season while trying to win at the same time. In the Big Ten, you do have some disadvantages as far as getting out to practice early. So, there are some things that you have to do on the fly during games that can affect, the entire conference. But, again, I think we have a number of our teams in the conference that are capable of competing at the national level. And I think it's going to be a very, very tough conference season.
And I guess, again, from the Nebraska standpoint coming in, the same old question is, how can they build up the RPI? How can they build up their non-conference? Do you see the very concerted effort of the league's coaches and athletic directors to build up the non-conference schedule here the last couple of years?
Well, I think you have a lot of coaches that have really tried to build up their non-conference RPI, and it comes down to a couple things. One, you need to schedule good teams, which on paper and up front it sounds easy, but you know, we're scheduling 2 years in advance, and so we're going on past history, not knowing how those teams are going to be the year we play them. And then the other factor is you just have to go out and win games. Once you get in situations where you play a school and you get a win against them, then you hope they turn around and win more games to continue to push your RPI in the correct direction. So it's not an exact science. It's a tough formula. It's something we are aware of, and all the coaches, I think, are working to try to figure out what's best for the conference. I know that Nebraska is scheduled tough early. I think we've had a very, very good non-conference schedule, and our RPI is reflected on that. At the same time, we've been able to win some games, so that's helped us a lot.
Finally, Coach, it says here Nebraska hasn't been to Champaign since 1905. Not much has changed, has it?
You know what? I don't remember 1905, but I'm going to say there's a few things that changed, but I'm sure the weather this time of year has not changed.
Husker fans that might be coming in for the weekend, what can you tell about Champaign and the facilities that they're going to see?
Well, Champaign is a very, very good community. From a facility standpoint, we are working to get our facility up to par with a place like Nebraska. When I first got to Illinois 23 years ago, we were probably fourth in the conference from a facility standpoint, and right now we're probably ninth. Our facility is not poor, but you don't have the curb appeal and spectator areas like you have at the Nebraska ballpark. So again, it'll be neat, clean, a good venue to play in, but we have some things we need to continue to do to upgrade our facilities, to continue to upgrade our program.
You keep winning like you guys are doing, and I'm sure that comes hand in hand. And, Coach, we really appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we're looking forward to get the conference baseball season underway this weekend.
Well, thank you very much. Enjoyed the time on the show today, and hope you guys have a great year.
Dan Hartliff, head baseball coach, Illinois, taking on Nebraska in a three-game series. And Jim Langan with us here at the Cunninghams along with Randy Bushcutter. Nebraska did not have a successful wins and loss record. They're 6-13 in the non-conference, and unlike a lot of the other Husker sports, like they'll play Kansas State on Tuesday, so another non-conference game. But 6-13, they were in a lot of these games against rated opponents, but they didn't win hardly any of them. What's your thought right now on Nebraska baseball? Because I still think a lot of people aren't really paying attention. They haven't been home hardly at all, and they're 6-13, and now they're going to have to go out and win the Big Ten Conference or the Big Ten Conference Tournament to have a chance at the postseason.
Yeah, I just think, it gets down to, pitching and catching. You know what I mean? I mean, they're going to have to pitch. If they can get some pitchers and get four deep and see what they can do. And also, that when they take on the other team's best pitcher, they're going to have to win some games. It'll be interesting to see. I'm not really that familiar with the Big Ten this year if there is that one great team. I don't think there is.
They take the one team, they try to get in the top 25. That team is Indiana. They were the preseason pick, and they are like 20. Of course, there's so many baseball polls. I can't believe
exactly.
Baseball polls. But I saw them at number 23 in one of those polls.
Right. And, like I said, they're not a top 10 team. But I think, they're pitching. It gets right down to pitching. And if they can pitch, and if they're, catch the ball, play some defense, they're going to get in some games. Their hitting's going to catch up with you. And everybody's going to hit about the same, I would imagine, in that Big Ten.
So. I hope they do well. That's what we all hope for. And, folks, if you're out bouncing around, need something quick, Big Dally's Deli, who we are, of course, giving away prizes from for the Doug and Daddy Bracket Challenge, Big Dally's Deli, stop in. Two locations in Hastings, one in Kearney, top of the hill, 3905 North 2nd Avenue in Hastings, 801 West 2nd Street, 610 East South, home of a bazillion sandwiches. Today, we could try maybe the 45, that's grilled chicken breast. Oh, 33, I love it. Pastrami and turkey. I'm going to get him to slide some bacon on there next time. That's like the three greatest things ever. Just have a little fun. Pick one at random and go in and try it. That's the best way. There's never been a bad sandwich ever made at Big Dally's Deli, Jimmy.
Yeah, if you're really hungry, you know what I mean? It doesn't matter. I mean, you know, if they're making one and somebody made a mistake on it, just give me that one. I'll take that one. That's all right. If it's done,
I'll try.
I'll put that. Yeah, I'm ready for it.
I'm still, one of these days, I'm going to take the challenge, the half pounder. The old 51 is what we call her. The old 51. It's like the old 96er. We're going to eat the old 96er. We're going to try the old 51. I think it'd feed me for a week. It is Big Daddy's Deli. Two locations in Hastings, also in Kearney. Back with more on the NCAA tournament right after this.
When I told my buddies I was picking Butler to make it to the Final Four, my friends just laughed. So tournament time came around, we all head down to Cunningham's Journal. As my wife might say, my home away from home, Cunningham's has what any bracketologist would want. Wireless internet to do your research, awesome food, a bajillion TVs, and the coldest beer in town. Anyways, there was Butler in the final seconds, nailing a buzzer beater, and guess who's laughing now? So fellow bracketologists, when it comes to tournament time, make Cunningham's Journal your home away from home in downtown Kearney.
Your engine cylinder head must babysit a mob of angry pumping cylinders. And though getting punched in the face a million times a day, it does not complain. It's not the whiny sort. But after 75,000 miles, you need to switch to Valvoline Max Life Motor Oil with conditioners that help rejuvenate aging seals to prevent engine failure. But you won't see that in a grumpy status update. That's just not how a cylinder head rolls. After 75,000 miles, switch to Valvoline Max Life in the red bottle. Because there's a lot of car left in your car.
You guys need anything else right now?
I don't know. NCAA March Madness at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, and every game imaginable. I mean, what else could we want? Except...
Way to stay longer.
Yeah, right?
Oh, have you seen our remote? I can put the tournament in slow motion mode for you guys.
How's your wings?
Even better in slow motion.
Head to the official hangout of March Madness. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer...
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
A winter storm watch goes in effect for our area on Saturday, continuing into Sunday. We're going to stay with more cloud cover and some flurries early on, followed by some breaks of sun later today with a high of 41. Tonight, we'll head back to a low of 26. Right now, it's 28.
Show with the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, which has been with us all week long here at Cunningham's Journal. And we want to thank our producer, Jeffrey, for having another great week back in the studio, taking care of us. And we want to thank you for listening as well. And the Midway Auto Dealership, it's a day like this. It's a little slicked out. You want to make sure the tires are good. They can take care of that. Maybe you just need a heavy-duty vehicle all the time in the great state of Nebraska, and they can take care of that as well. Because right now, they have nearly 60 Ram trucks in stock, up to $10,000 off the manufacturer's suggested retail price. The 2014 Jeeps are here. Compass, Grand Cherokee, Patriot. You can check them out on their lot. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. You can also check out the great deals at thinkmidway.com. They were giving away storm hockey tickets all week. They've always got something going on their Facebook page, which you can find at thinkmidway.com. Whether you're in the line for a truck, a Jeep, maybe a beautiful town and country, maybe a 2013 Chevrolet Spark, economically priced at under $14,000, they can take care of you at the Midway Auto Dealerships, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Again, don't forget, vote on our poll question over the weekend, our Midtown Mark Cooler question yesterday: how far will the Huskers advance in the NCAA women's bracket? Sweet 16 and the round of 32, so that means one and two wins. 39% apiece, 13%, including the president, said Elite Eight. And again, our poll question: how many NCAA tournament brackets did you fill out? If you count the one I filled out for the women, which I took Notre Dame over Baylor. Now, Randy Bushcutter, have you filled out your women's bracket on
ESPN.com? No, I have not filled that out yet. I think I still have time.
Again, yeah, you got to do it today. But I'm telling you, Jimmy, you got to fill one out. They give you the same prize for winning the men's tournament, which has like 6 million people in it. And there's like a million, maybe, that do the women's bracket. Same prize.
Yeah, definitely. Got to do the women's. Definitely.
Mama didn't raise no dummy. I'm serious. She didn't.
Well,
I'm serious. She didn't.
Yeah.
But I got Notre Dame and Skylar Diggins to beat Baylor and Brittany
On
Griner.
The women's side, you go chalk. You go chalk a lot.
Yeah, there are always some upsets in the first round, maybe even more major upsets. There's just not a lot of them. They have had a 16 beat a one time, and that was Harvard when they defeated Stanford. So there you go. Even when I'm not digging, you think it is.
You know what. The eye contact, the tone. There was a tone.
What was fun as well was being with a group of people watching the game and being on Harvard from the get-go and just rooting them home for 40 straight minutes.
You know, do you think they should have taken two teams from the Ivy League now after Harvard's win? I mean, was there another team that they missed there?
No.
We could have been on the bubble?
No.
Yeah, okay.
Not this year. Not this year. It's Duke 31, Albany 18, 3:20 to go in the first half. And it is Mississippi 13, Wisconsin 11, 9 minutes to go in the first half. Jimmy, always a pleasure. We'll see you next week, man.
Yes, we will.
Randy, who's going to win the national tournament now?
Now, I'll go with my runner-up. I'll go with Miami now.
So you got Miami. Miami is now the
favorite. I'll go with the other team that's in the final.
5 people were 15-1 on the opening day in the Dougie Daddy Bracket Challenge. Husker Chris, RP, I don't even know what that is, I-I-N-U-S, Innes, at Nickerman, and Happy Gilmore 24, all going 15-1. Sometimes there's some crazy names up there, and I probably missed one. But I'm not too far.
Get in the hole. Don't you want to go home?
Go to your home. For Randy Bushcutter, for Jim Langan, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks to Dan Hartlib, head baseball coach at Illinois. We're talking Harlem Globetrotters. We'll talk a little bit about the upcoming Kearney Class Act on Monday's show, and a whole bunch of NCAA men's and women's basketball tournament action. Don't forget, it's not just now. It's all day today. It's all night. It's all weekend. The place to watch basketball is right here at Cunningham's, including Creighton, tipping off with Cincinnati at 1:45 this afternoon. Cunningham's Journal of the Loft with great food specials, great drink specials, the coldest draft beer in town. They've got great band here tomorrow night at the Cunningham's with Judd Hoos, a local favorite, and basketball wall-to-wall in the NCAA tournament. Hope your brackets continue to do well, and we'll see you Monday here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game
over.